think it's time to start the festivities.
Yeah, let's start with a
series of
feeble gestures and sounds they didn't understand.
Your heart will rejoice as you listen to this strange but true story.
Boy, will this be a treat.
After a little practice, this
will help to make your body and skin look and feel healthier than ever.
Everybody sit tight. Hang on. Lift off.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing out of key.
Well, how did you like my new stereo system?
I don't know if I like this.
Me neither.
You'll find some things you may not like, but the dirt and grease will wash off.
Do I have to wash all of me, Uncle Tommy?
Of course you do.
Now get your clothes off.
She pulled off her blonde wig.
Revealed enough physical injury to kill three people.
As she drew a gun on the startled host of the show, she announced to the cameras,
sometimes an interruption is necessary to our customers, like when making a shift change or picking up a prostitute.
Like Jimmy here.
How long were you a prostitute?
For 30 years.
Sex sells.
How much can you sell today?
$100 cash.
And I'd only earn $2.14.
That's why to do the complete job, you need
raccoons and birds.
And a bull and a cow.
And even oyster shells.
Any one of them has the possibility of someday becoming a human being.
Here we have a diagram of the human body,
which is magnified here so that we can see it.
As you can see by this graph,
I've rigged explosives in a dozen places.
Oh, well, my mommy told me I couldn't go out and play until I'd changed my clothes.
Put on a t-shirt with an obscene slogan.
You all right? I will.
I'll read it to you. It says,
poppycock.
Been people already offended by this?
Fuck 'em.
Mommy, can I sleep with the lights on?
All right, then.
The light rays always come straight on.
My sins, yeah.
Good. Ringtail would come.
Oh, my sins, yeah.
Ready to tell me what those things are?
Tits. Okay, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is she using?
Something hard. All units were on standby.
As long as it's hard.
It's not as hard as it looks.
Now listen, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Still trying to figure out which was his left hand.
He clambered onto his bunk, rolled himself in the blankets, and fell fast asleep.
They had to wake him up so they could explain about the
heightening danger to our country.
Any idea what it is?
This is an erection.
Please, may I ride it now?
Well, I guess so.
Look, Ma. Now I can ride it, see?
Incest, in spite of its terrible toll of human suffering,
is a need which all men have.
Especially for older people.
Dad had some very good lessons for me.
That is absolutely sobering.
But he can still show Fred his
ding dong.
Look at him.
Even though he is only a quarter of an inch long.
I had expected someone bigger.
Then he saw some more small, colorful things.
Ready to tell me what those things are?
My testicles.
Funny little pair.
And a healthier pair I've never seen.
Check out my butt.
Now inside.
Contains the biomud powder.
What do you know about this matter?
Well, you can't really see them, you hear them.
And they're more dangerous when they're let out.
I was amazed at what I'd heard.
Because of this, my mistress decided to drown me.
Smart move.
You guys think you're so smart.
You are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings.
You are nothing.
I guess you're right.
Now for a cleansing morning shower. In delicious salad dressings and tender, juicy fried foods.
He recorded this report at that dramatic scene.
But before we play it, I must warn each of our listeners.
Been people already offended by this?
It plays on.
If you feel you will be offended by such material,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I will, of course, sure.
And I will, too.
He will probably ask you whether you have any pinkish discharge.
Buttons had some sweet hazelnuts.
All of the Egyptians and their animals had
raccoons and birds
and human waste. They're made of gaily colored plastic that's good and sturdy.
Oh. All right.
To get them, follow the easy directions on these special packages of
Pep Boys.
Stool softener.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Oh, terribly badly, said the princess.
She sold herself too cheaply. At participating Wendy's.
You don't want me having sex.
Not until I've had my coffee.
Who said that?
This is Dick Tracy speaking.
This man is taking not only his own life and sanity, but is endangering the health of all of his associates.
With his laser gun.
Golly, Dad, did I hurt you?
Well, no, son.
Come on, Dad.
Exhausted, Dick lay down to sleep in the shelter of an old oak tree.
Face down.
Well, you kids better get to bed. It's gonna be a big day tomorrow.
No, it isn't.
I think it'll just be more of a nuisance.
You bet it will.
Bye.